This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Over two-thirds of U.S. households have at least one houseplant, and caring for them can often be confusing. The March K-State Garden Hour webinar series focuses on how to care for houseplants. Cassie Thiessen, Extension Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District, says that watering is one of the most important pieces of houseplant success because it's the number one killer of houseplants.
It's definitely easy to overwater or to underwater because there's really no general rule. There's lots of factors that go into how much water your plant needs. The first thing to consider is your plant's native environment. So if you think about like a succulent plant or a cacti, they're from desert areas. So they have thick leaves that retain moisture. So often they don't need as much water as a plant like a croton. It's a tropical plant. It likes humidity. It likes lots of water. So when you go get a new plant, I suggest to kind of do your research and know where that plant comes from and kind of what it likes for water and for light needs. A few other things to consider. Think about the season. So usually this time of year in winter, our plants aren't actively growing. And so they don't need quite as much water. Again, I say it depends because I work in the basement of a courthouse and we have a boiler system and it gets really hot in my office. So a lot of times my plants do dry out in the winter and do need some extra water. So think about that environment. Think about where you're placing your pot. Is it near an air vent? Is it near a window where that draft might cause the soil to dry out? Think about the material of the pot. So terracotta pots, those clay pots, are very porous. And so water is going to evaporate out of them a little bit quicker. And also think about the size of the pot. If you have a little tiny pot that you just put a new little cutting in, it's probably going to dry out quicker than a big pot that can hold more moisture. Also think about if your plant is blooming. If you have a African violet that is pushing out buds and blooms, it's probably going to need more water than one that is just a foliage plant.
Thiessen says another tricky part is knowing when to water because you can't water on a schedule.
I wish I could tell you to water your houseplants, you know, every Wednesday at noon for 1 minute and they'd be perfect, but that's not how it works. So we need to look for some signs that our plant might need water. So if you've ever heard of the finger test, you can kind of stick your finger in the first inch or two of the soil and see how it feels. If it feels dry or if you can feel some moisture in the soil. I also like to lift the pot to kind of feel the weight. If it's heavier, there might be some water still in the soil. I mean, consider your pot type. If it's a plastic pot that's pretty light or a ceramic pot, that might be more heavy. But I always kind of lift mine up just to see how it feels. And then probably the easiest way to tell that your plants need water is if they start to wilt. So I don't know how many people on the Zoom have had a peace lily plant, but they are very dramatic and they will just wilt like crazy when they need water. But then once you water them, they pop right back up. So a lot of times, you know, the plant will tell you what it needs. If you are someone that really struggles with watering, you can use a moisture meter. And that's just a probe you stick down in the soil and it will tell you how much water you have in your pot. And then my tip is just if you struggle and you aren't sure if your plant needs water, when in doubt, wait it out. A lot of times overwatering is worse than underwatering. So maybe wait a day, come back and see what it looks like after that.
As for how to water house plants, Thiessen recommends using room temperature water.
So I always fill up my watering jugs and let them set for a little bit just to get to room temperature. And that also helps to dissolve any salts or minerals in the water. And then water to fully saturate the soil. So you want to, if you're watering from the top of your plant, you want water to come out those drain holes and into a saucer. And then kind of let that sit in the saucer for a little bit and then go ahead and discard that excess water. And that's just because you don't want your plant sitting in a saucer of water because that can really create some root rot issues.
That's Cassie Thiessen, the Extension Horticulture Agent for the Post Rock District. Cassie and Cal Edwards, Extension Horticulture Agent for Butler County, also covered fertilizing houseplants, light, repotting, propagating, pest control, and other concerns with houseplants during their webinar. That complete webinar is available online by searching for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.